Hey, again, good afternoon. New year already entered, right, one day ago. And a lot of target, a lot of goal, a lot of people, they're gonna sit or they are just going to follow. But the main challenge is why? Why do you fail to attain the target? Why do you fail to achieve our goal? What is the cause? What is the reason? And what is the hitch, obstacle, hindrance to get into or to go to our target? So that is the main reason to understand. That is the main logic that we have to understand. And that is why most of us or most of the people, they set target very, in very enthusiastic mode, or a setting target, they are very excited, they are optimistic. But what happens after certain days or certain time period, certain span of time, why we just succumb to the obstacle? Why? What happened? Why most of us or why the most of the target, most of the goal or our dream is shrouded? Why? Or why it becomes a subject or grave subject to consider about it? Because ultimately, we were not interested in that, or we thought to dive into the target. So before deciding target, or before understanding what target we're gonna set, or why we are setting it, or are we interested in that or not, just following, emulating other, or we are just gonna dive into the target. That matters. A lot of people, they are just going to dive into the target, they are just setting their goal, or they are trying to attain it, they are waiting to attainment. But in reality, we are not interested. So most of us just follow somebody. Sometimes we see somebody in a stylish mode in the materialism world, enjoying their life, and we think like we should do that. It is their choice, it is their target, it is their attainment, not our, not mine. So my circumstances may be different. Right, my situation may lie differently, but the way we influence very easily, that is not justified. So better to set the target that is our, what my intuition says, what category I belong to, what do I think, where do we live, what lies into us, what mindset I have, what does that faculty allow, or in which area we are interested to. So these are all small things if we say, or if you try to know at that time, it may work, but without knowing ourselves completely or jumping into the target that was somebody else's vision and we saw somebody getting success, or we just try to achieve the same thing, but it doesn't work for us. Only what works for us, like what we think spontaneously, what comes in our mind spontaneously, not by the influence, not by the other people, not by the somebody materialism life, luxury life, stylish life, or somebody they have achieved after a long sacrifice. That was their story. But what is ours? So in this year, we have our own place or our own definition that we have to change our version. But in what, which area? What is the main component? What is the keyword? What is the priority? How to set it? These all things can be done by sitting, by pondering on it, right? Diving into it, knowing in details, examining the things, or if it works, if you believe like these stages, this step, where does it lead to? You have to identify this. Or if you got success, or it seems like, wow, I'm good in that, I can achieve it. And it is easy for me. It is not hard enough to crack. It is piece of cake. I can go with this. So this journey will definitely lead to your attainment. Yes, that is why you have to examine. You have to go. You have to ponder over this. And yes, once we go, once we find, or once we get to know about the things, it becomes certain for us. Yeah, it becomes certain. Otherwise, it is not certain. Don't believe that it's gonna happen, gonna come your journey because of other scenario, because of other attainment, you got influence. So being persistent or following something with consistency, it is only the key to success. We all know this, right? Otherwise, many people's dream are shrouded. Why? Because gradually it is going to dissipate. You're not caring. Only we started something, we thought something. So I have known about the people, they are very interested to reading book, because book reading is one of the great way to enhance your ideas, enhance your journey, enhance your thoughting style, thinking style, contemplating, right? These all things happen. So many people, when they listen somebody in their seminar or somewhere in the video, somewhere in the article, they read it, or they start reading the book. But when they reach maximum a lesson, right, or like 10 page, 15 page, then they succumb to their emotion. They think, no, it is not for me. And that book is somewhere lying in the shelf, sitting in the shelf. Why? Because it was not their interest. It was a certain interest that somehow they stumble upon it by watching somebody or by knowing about somebody that he has grown in his life because of reading book, or they start following it, they buy a book. Buying book is easy. Just you order, you pay money, it comes to your home, it lands to your home. Somebody delivers it to at your home. But it is not the final journey of the book. The final journey would be like once you finish, once you complete, once you set the target to read it, decide the target, like when you have to read it, after reading, before reading, in the afternoon, whenever you get proper time, at least minimum half an hour. So this happened, getting influenced by somebody or following somebody's dream instead of following your dream. What's your success, right? What you can cultivate in your mind, it matters. And similarly, like many people, they see somebody, they are bodybuilder, their muscle is good, their strength is good, right? Their stomach is inside at the great level, or they start following them. They start thinking like, well, this would be a good target for us. This would be a good, you know, journey for me. I want to be like that. I want to build the muscle. I want to become, you know, a strong man. But it is not easy. That watching somebody or sneaking into his dream, sneaking into his category or his association, because the guys, he looks good, muscle power wise, you know, in body wise, bodybuilder. But it was not easy for him itself. If you ask him that, how did you achieve it? What were your key to get this success? What was your pain point? And what was your dream behind that? What dragged you to become like that? What was your curiosity? How did you get into this? If you try to decode his the way, if you are just trying to decoding all the stages, all the steps, then you got to know like, wow, it was not easy journey. How did he get into it? And how did he build the muscle? It was tough. So by watching only, by looking at him, by looking at somebody, if somebody has got, somebody has, you know, gone through their attainment, or you are trying to chasing him, it doesn't make your dream come true. So making your dream come true is you only, your decision, your consistency, right? Your idea, your outstanding thought, your persistency. These all things basically work. And yes, once you dive into it, once you get to it, we start getting the result, because something that is into you, if you are able to cultivate it, if you are able to galvanize your thought, your curiosity to action, that is the real way that basically one needs to achieve any target, to attain any target. But yes, sacrifice. Everything demands sacrifice. Everything demands persistence. Everything demands consistency. So if you have quality of such things, right, you will definitely get into it. You will definitely reach this target, this goal. Or everything needs curiosity, everything needs, you know, a stimulation, everything needs something that inspire you. Because if something inspire you, it means you are always curious, you are always excited, right? You are always in the mode where any situation come that is not able to drain your energy. Nothing gonna, slide down your energy, because it is your goal, or there are some pain point attached with that, some inspiration attached with that target. So anything happens, if any hitch comes, the hindrance comes, any obstacles come, it will not gonna take your dream from you. You are not going to dissipate this. Nothing is going to make it, disappear from your journey, from your life. Or these all things only happens when you attach your emotion, attach your target with something that is always fueling you out, always giving some energy, always stimulate you, right? Takes your dream to the target, right? To the state, to the, attainment, right? So just minimize the procrastinating. A lot of people, they have habit of procrastinating. Procrastinating means they are delaying. They are waiting thing to happen. They are waiting things to come in their way. But the things will never come in your way. You have to go in that way so that will come in your way. Or you start sinking, you start harmonize, you start emitting the belief, or that belief gonna change your journey. That beliefs gonna just bring the things, the making things narrow in your journey. Why? Because you are dedicated. Nothing is going to make obstacle. Nothing is going to stop you. So now it is sure, even you are challenging to the universe that this target is mine, or this is why I'm curious. Such thing that has stimulated me, or that inspiring me. So I'm not gonna succumb to the obstacle, right? I'm not going to give up. So always hanging up with the target is the only way. So again, why we lost? Why we stop? Why don't we reach? Why don't you finally attain whatever attainment we wish to? Because the thing that you are following is not giving you interest. You are not curious about this. You are not enthusiastic to get that. Only watching somebody, getting somebody's influence, getting by somebody's influence, or you dive into that, it was not your dream. It was not your excitement. It was not reason to go with that. Only it was a small span of time that basically excited you, stimulated you. But being the time, like 2 minutes, 2 hours, 2 weeks, 2 days, right, 2 months, it will dissipate it, right? So start dabbling. Dabbling means you got some curiosity for a short span of time. So it is called dabbling. So instead of dabbling, one can master in anything, but it would be certain, it would be his real desire, it would be his, curiosity, some inspiring point. And gradually, if you have these all things, or if you only, you stumble around with all things, you get into it, or you know that, yeah, that is what I can achieve, it will happen. Or similarly, we are here always talk about the English. Same thing is demanded by English. Consistency, persistency, because all native people like us, we don't have such environment. I think more than 90% people, they are trying to achieve, they are trying to attain this language, they are trying to learn it, they are trying to make it happen. All are facing the same challenge, same problem. And the problem is not other than the environment, right? So whoever I have been teaching, they all are working professional around the globe. So except certain country, they are native, like Australia, England, America, certain parts of Mexico, Philippines. Apart from these country, we all are grappling, don't have such environment to daily speak with somebody. But when you want somebody to be happen, if you are trying to enhance your career growth, if you are trying to enhance your capacity, if you are trying to, make growth of your career, you are stuck somewhere. There is a lot of obstacle comes around you because You don't have the fluency, you don't have the potential to reveal the way that basically a company demands. Why? Because there were no such environment surrounding you, no such people. They're talking in English. So how will it happen? Yes, this is what I was talking. If you are interested with this, if you want to achieve, if you want to set the target, obviously you'll get into it. Obviously it will become your choice or your dream, or one day the dream comes true. Right? Yes. So here you know that without it you cannot grow or you cannot achieve what you want to have. So you have started setting your target, you have started putting your time, making priority, giving daily chunk of time, like half an hour, 1 hour. Nowadays media is everywhere, everything if you find on the Google, article is there. But in terms of a speaking, only a speaking works. So try to emulate with people. Nowadays globally there are a majority of people, they are finding such people, they are trying to practice with them, or they are trying to learn English. So they obviously comes across, or they obviously come across, and you can get connected with them or try to learn with them. So there are many people, they are with the same category, same mindset, same target. They are wishing or they are following the same attainment that basically you are. Connect with these people, right? Associated most closely with such people, they are your minded people. So if you connect, you got the partner to talk with, you got somebody to discuss with, and ultimately you will start increasing the curiosity, excitement, right? Or you become optimistic. Why? Because it was your target. If somebody comes across your target, if somebody comes across your journey and try to be obstacle, you're not gonna stop, because it is your target, you know, reality, you know, the how to grab it spontaneously. So these small things, if you have your target, if you have your vision, or if you want to achieve it, it will happen for sure. But be sure you will stick with it. Don't give up, don't lose your hope. Because everybody, they have got their target, the attainment. They have gone through these all stages. They have faced a lot of obstacles, hurdles, things that comes in their journey. Ultimately, they achieve it. Why? Because they never surrendered. They were wishing and they were following. They had attached some pain point to get the target. So everything that came as an obstacle, they just try to dismiss it, try to avoid it, try to destroy it, or all that thing that was going to dissipate, right? They try to master it, or finally they grab it. So any target, any goal that we set this year, right? Or any time, target can be set at any point of time, but that should be logical, that should be rational, that should be your, that should be your, taken by your wholeheartedly. So at least select the occupation, select the things, select the task that you are gonna throw yourself wholeheartedly into it. So once you throw yourself wholeheartedly, it means your heart, your soul, your mind, everything is attached, 100% of it. So you're gonna get it, right? Thanks and bye. I think these all things that basically we discuss, it might help you out. Or when it comes to learn English, only these all things, these all stages, these all steps will come in your way, or you have to face it, you have to go with that, or finally you have to achieve it. Thanks and bye bye.